Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Smith House. Well, here it is, the early 2021's going on 2022. You know, so much of the talents we hear of today are TikToks and goofy videos online, but you never get a chance to listen to master showwomen practicing their craft anymore. And by the year 2026, talents known today at the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast will only exist in your classical records department in your local public library. So today, ladies and gentlemen, while we still can, let us welcome from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, the talents of Lauren and Jamie Smith of the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast.
Thank you, Max, for that lively introduction.
You're welcome.
All right. See you later. All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. As you just heard, my name is Lauren and you are – oh, I'm the daughter, by the way.
And I am the mother, and I am Jamie, and I wanted to start out by just shouting out two of our, well, actually three really important people this past week. They actually came through with our request and got to the end of the podcast and then put in the number 22 in the comments, and that is Rachel Stein. So Rachel Goldner Stein, I believe that was you, and we are so excited, and we love that you are listening. And also to the very, so Rachel Stein one and Patty Weniger. Thank you for putting in 22. We always know that you are a part of our podcast, Patty Weniger. Big fan out there. And thanks so much. And then Lauren, I know that you had another one, another person who shared our podcast today, which was really exciting too.
Yeah. Thank you to @LexHappyHealthy on Instagram for sharing our podcast. It was so thoughtful, and people like you guys are people that help us grow, help our engagement and all that. So stay tuned for the end of this episode for what we're going to have you guys do next week and hopefully continue to grow the podcast. And don't be like a rude person and just skip to the end to find out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Cheating.
Listen to the whole ride. All right. Anyway, so thank you guys for coming back for another episode. As you guys know, this week we are building off of what we talked about last week in our self-growth and self-acceptance goals for 2022, installment number two for our relationships and professional development sections. The body and mind one was a lot of fun, and we're excited to get into that again this week. So before we do that, we're going to start with our lights of the week, which since it's a new year, I thought I would kind of remind people what goes on here at the podcast. So first thing we do is we share our lights of the week, which is basically we talk about the low, medium, and highlight of our past week, which derives from an exercise that Jamie had us do a lot when we were like sitting at the dinner table in high school or previous years to tell one another about our day. So we thought we would do that as a wrap up of the week. We try to keep them as short as possible, but they end up being long. We talk about ourselves for too long, and we're so sorry, but we're going to keep working on it. All right. So do you want to start with your low light of the week?
Okay. So I'm going to get into my low light of the week, which happens to be a result of the weather. So it kind of is really, really scary out there, guys. It's icy. So yesterday there was a little bit of an ice storm. I don't know if it was a storm, but like kind of it rained on top of the snow. So it's like freezing ice on top of ice, which makes it even that much more slippery. And I take the dog out at least one, you know, typically two, at least twice a day. And I have really been frightened to walk on the ground because I'm just a very clumsy person naturally. And I know that's probably pretty surprising to you guys, but I'm always feeling that I'm going to slip and fall. And I don't like that feeling. I feel like I'm, you know, on the edge of injuring myself. So I'm taking it slow out there and walking like a very old lady, slowly step by step by step, and making sure that I'm careful and not really taking as long of a walk as I'd like to because A, it's freezing out there, and B, it's just so slippery. So that's my low. What's your low?
My low was actually the same because I couldn't really think of like anything else. I feel like overall in terms of like mental health wise and all of that, it was a pretty good week. Oh, I guess my other low besides the weather, so just so I have something different, because I agree with everything you said, the ice. I was literally like yesterday, Jordan, shout out to her. We were I drove her to one of our friends' houses, and we were like walking to go into her house. Like we texted like, oh, we're here, and then we're like walking in up her driveway into the house, and like we literally were walking at like one step per minute. Like it was so slow. Like we were like, we didn't want to slip. And the ice is so like deceitful because it looks like the driveway or like the path is clear, but it's like black ice, you know? And she was just laughing at us. Like she was like, what's taking you so long? But we were walking so slow. Anyway, I guess my other low light was just the fact that I was having like a back issue throughout the week. Now I'm having kind of like a sore muscle in my leg issue. So just a little bit of like soreness and pain, but nothing we can't shake off, you know? I would say overall this was a pretty good week. So that's really all I have.
All right. So sorry about that for you. I hope this week your body is in a better position, better shape. Thanks, so Queen. That's what I'm hoping for you. My medium light of the week happened last night. I had such a good time. We took out some old board games and played Clue. And then I actually learned a new one from Zoe. Shout out to you. Believe it or not, we have Bananagrams here, but I don't think I've ever played it. And I think it was so fun. The tiles are so cute, and I loved making words, and I feel like I want to play it again. Like,
I'll play.
I want to play. So I don't know. We've always kind of been like a board game kind of too, some you and I, and we get into it. And so I see that in our future. So it was really a lot of fun.
Awesome. My medium light was just the fact that I've been having a couple like interviews and things just slowly coming together for what I'm going to be doing in the upcoming, I don't even want to call it a semester, but I guess kind of like this spring. I had an interview this week with a publishing house for a marketing internship. I probably shouldn't be sharing this because like knock on wood, I like don't want to jinx anything, but I think the point of this isn't to like say like, oh, I think I'm going to get it, because that's not really like how I'm feeling. It's just like I'm feeling proud of myself for continuing to put myself out there. I think no matter what happens, like interviewing is a really good process to like, it's almost like every time you interview, it's like kind of a practice to learn how to like get better at it. And I felt really good about my interview. I feel like I answered the questions really well. So we'll see what happens. And if I don't get it, like that's not a reflection on who I am. Like it just means it wasn't the right fit. And like, we'll see what else happens. I have a couple of other things I've applied for, a couple of things in the works as well that I'm slowly going to be beginning as well. And I don't really want to like share anything until I know for sure, because again, I'm a little bit of a jinx, and also like who knows what could change. But yeah, that was just my medium light. I feel like it was a productive week in terms of that process. I submitted a lot of applications. I was kind of like emailing a lot of different people about kind of getting the ball rolling and all of that. So that was kind of how the last week or so has been going, and it's been feeling good. So
I love that, and I'm so proud of you. It was fun to kind of get to be a fly on the wall in the interview because I was listening in, and I think you handled yourself so well, and I'm so proud of what you said and how you conducted yourself. Like really proud. You were killing it. So yay for you. And in terms of the high, I know we mentioned this last week. So if you were listening to last week's episode, we did say that we were going to celebrate Corey's birthday. And we did that by going to one of his favorite restaurants and having a really good meal. We also had a surprise present that luckily came in the nick of time on the day of his birthday. Yay. And then also, I know you guys went out and got crumble cookies, and those lasted for several days. And I would really say that honey bun was a really good, delicious flavor. And I was proud that like we threw them out, but we didn't like just devour them the first day. We paced ourselves. And so good for us. It was yummy and delicious. That was my high.
Awesome. And my highlight, again, for the third week in a row, was spending some quality time with friends. I specifically wanted to shout out the other night with my friends from home. Max went over, well, Max and I went over to one of our friends' houses. One of my other friends, Kyle, has slowly been kind of learning how to play the guitar. Like, that was what he bought himself a guitar, and, like, he's wanted to always learn. And obviously, as you guys probably know, Max has had a guitar for about, I guess, almost two years now, which, wow, the time is really flying by. And it was just fun because they, like, kind of did a little jam session together, like, singing. It felt like all we could have used in that moment was, like, a good campfire. Like, that's, like, the vibes. Although it was winter and we were sitting in someone's house. Like, you got to make do. But that was just kind of, like, the vibes. And it was just a lot of fun. And then after that, we kind of spent time, like, we were on YouTube, like, watching some of our favorite music videos of, like, the past and funny things. I don't know. It was just a good time. Oh, and also, I feel like I keep forgetting to share this as a highlight because – I don't know. It just hasn't been top of mind, but I wanted to share another highlight that happened, honestly, a few weeks ago, but I'm finally sharing it.
Yay!
You're not even telling me, letting me say what it is, but one of my pieces that I wrote for a class last year, actually, my junior year of high school, was accepted for a publication in a literary journal, which is, like, very exciting. It's not something that happens. Like, I'm not trying to, like, I mean, I should feel good about it, but getting published is not easy. Like, most of my professors, like, are always submitting, and once in a blue moon, they'll get a publication. So I just wanted to, like, reiterate that literary journals are hard to get into. I'm not sure that my particular journal, like, what the prestige level is or how many submissions they get. So, like, I can't really compare, like, my experience to someone else. But for another one of my classes, we were required to submit to a publication. Like, that was one of the requirements of the class so that we can learn how to put ourselves out there, learn how to face rejection, and hopefully maybe get an exception from that. And a lot of other my peers have been accepted, which was really exciting. So yeah, my piece was entitled So Much for Summer Love. It was a short story inspired by none other than Taylor Swift and her songs. And, yeah, it was published in the Yellow Medicine Review, and it was so cool. A couple weeks ago, I found out that I had gotten the publication a few months ago, and just recently we received two copies of the literary journal in the mail. Some journals are online, but this was a physical copy. So it was just really cool to, like, see my name on the page and, like, flip through. Like, I don't know. It felt like – I mean, obviously, a goal of mine, as a lot of you guys know, is to, like, write a book one day, so I think – that experience will feel, like, so incredible, but this was kind of, like, a glimpse into how that feels. Yeah, it was just very exciting. I'll probably make a post about it on LinkedIn at some point, but I haven't gotten the courage to do that yet. Also, because I kind of wanted to wait if I got, like, an internship or something to, like, post things together, like, when it comes together. But we'll see. That even happens. But, yeah, it was just very exciting, and I just wanted to share that because I think that's an area of, like, the literary world that people don't really know much about. And so I just thought it'd be cool to share. And it's very exciting. And I probably need to continue to write because I've been really slacking on that. And that's like a goal that I had for the new year. So yeah, I'm excited to continue to grow my writing skills and hopefully submit to more journals in the future and put my name out there. So that was one of my other highlights.
And for me, and I know Dad, but I can really only speak for myself, like, it was so exciting to hold on to it, open the package and see it in there and, like, see your name. And it, I mean, the story is so good. I cry when I read it and, like, I can just, like, think about it and get emotional about it. But it was so cool to flip through the pages and, like, you know, it was a pretty long story. Like, I mean, for a short story, it was a nice amount of pages and, like, all of that. It was really exciting. So I loved it, and I'm so proud of you, and way to go. All right. So now we're going to transition into our topic, which, again, is part two. So if you haven't listened, we highly recommend go back to episode, I think it was 17. This is episode 18, whatever, the episode right before this week. And just go ahead and read that. I can't remember the title of it, but anyway, it's all about self-acceptance and self-growth. So we kind of broke down each category, four categories into, like, two sections. So self-acceptance is just learning how to, like, accept where we are now and still be okay with that part of it. And be proud of it and, like, celebrate that. Celebrate the part of us that, like, who we are naturally and where we are at this point. And then self-growth is a little bit deeper into like, what are some of the goals and how we want to move ourselves forward. But we always feel like, you know, there's a lot to say with acceptance and being proud of who you are and where you are versus being frustrated and want to overhaul everything. And so on the new year, we're really focusing on the acceptance piece as well. So, okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about the first category, which is, so today we're talking about relationships and then professional development or career-wise. And so relationships. I mean, I have a lot of notes and it's crazy. So something I pride myself in and feel that I want to really accept and, you know, be proud of is in relationships that I feel like I've over the years developed some really wonderful relationships. I have a very close relationships with my parents. I don't know if everyone can say that about their parents, but I certainly like I've always had, you know, open, honest, truthful, very truthful relationship with my parents. I'm not one that lied about where I was going or who I was seeing or what I was doing. I really wasn't that kind of a kid. So I think that that stemmed and started out with the foundation of like having those relationships and be very open and honest. And I would say that I'm like that as well with my sister. And then my grandparents, I was really tight with my grandparents. And I think that like in our family, you can kind of see that through now our kids and their relationships with us and with their grandparents. So there's all of that. And then I would say that I have, some, you know, a history of some great friendships from when I was little, a couple neighbors that we still are connected with. And then in terms of like, I would say the next level is like my college friends who I have a really good, solid core of friendships, with them. And then career friendships, people that I've made through working at the JCC and through working at Apache have been some of my really great relationships. So I feel like I have a deep connection to people and enjoy getting to know people and connecting and being more of like I'm not a full out extrovert, but I'm pretty much, I think people would probably see me as more of an extrovert. Although sometimes I like to have that quiet time and be alone and kind of be by myself. So in some ways I feel, you know, I want to embrace that introverted side of me as well. And the other thing is, so that's really, I don't know, some of the ways that I define myself is in relationships to just be very connected. I like to, you know, have people that I can really share, like a lot with. I enjoy kind of connecting and being deep with people. So that's a little bit about kind of my current state and things that I'm proud of in my relationships. And then in terms of growth, a couple things. So one of the things that I said was that I'm working on some of my listening skills and listening without judgment and continuing to be curious and asking questions, but not to the point where somebody feels that I am judging them or that my way is the only right way or anything like that. I want to make sure that I seem open, curious, and remain honest and want to continue to grow and learn because that's really important in relationships and being a good listener. Like sometimes we're listening, but oftentimes we're like trying to think of what we're going to say next. So then maybe we're really not listening fully. And so like if you're kind of planning out how you want to say the next thing, are you really listening fully to what they're saying? So working on just continuing to be a good listener. I think like on the surface, I'm probably somebody that is a good listener, but I want to deepen that and like go deeper and really understand where people are coming from. And then just being more considerate is another thing that I put down. I mean, it's not that I'm not a considerate person, but there are times where like, even in my home relationship, like my husband will be like, you didn't even hear what I just said. And like, that's hard because I should be really listening. He's like the one person that I'm, you know, have to have this, not have to, but like want to have this solid, amazing, connected husband and wife thing. And I don't want him to think that what he has to say isn't important or how he feels about something isn't important, because he's really somebody that I'm spending the rest of my life with. And I want him to understand that what he says really means a lot to me. Even if I'm seeing something from a different angle, we should talk through it and try to understand where each one is coming from and work on our listening there. And just, you know, that whole communication piece in terms of relationships. Sometimes we take for granted the people we live with, and those are the people we really have to be kinder with. Some, you know, like I'll go into a little bit of a story. There's times where we'll be out as a family and I'll see somebody that I know and I'm like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And I get so into talking to them when like, that's fine. And there are people waiting for me. So like, I need to be more considerate about the people that I'm actually with currently and put, you know, them as a priority on my list, not just these other people that I might, you know, come and go and seeing here and there. So I think that those are a couple of things that I was thinking about working on it off the top of my head. So let's hear a little bit about, Lauren, what you're saying about relationships. Oh, and then wait, I want to go back into another goal. Oftentimes I wait for people to reach out. I'm not always the one that's like reaching out first. And I think that often that, you know, like what happens is I typically work during the week and I'm talking and talking and talking on the phone and getting all that stuff taken care of. And then when I come home, I just want to like be, I don't want to have like all this stuff on my to-do list. And I probably could take some time during the work day to like connect with some people or here and there, but I need to make some time for some of those people that mean a lot to me. So I want to see how I can fit that in a little bit, and continue to grow and connect with those people that I really care about and some of those other people that like I want to see and want to make plans with, but I'm not always so quick to do it because I'm kind of, I don't know, I think sometimes I get anxious, like, do they really want to be with me? Do they, you know, like if they wanted to be with me, why aren't they calling me? Like, that's kind of silly. Like, I'm sure that there's nothing that they wouldn't want to be with me for. So some of those things, like, I think I need to put myself out there a little bit more.
I think those are all great things, and I love that. Okay, so for my first part of relationships, so for self-acceptance, I would say like these kind of go hand in hand, although they seem opposites, but something that has happened to me over the last few years that's a very unfortunate truth is I've sadly lost a lot of friends that I was once really connected to, and that's been really hard for me to come to terms with and accept, and just, you know, I feel like I did the best I could. I'm sure I could always have done more, but like at this point I'm kind of feeling like I need to close that chapter of my life, and that's just very hard because a part of me like is ready for that. I want to just like stop ruminating about it and just like move forward, but at the same time it feels very difficult to let go, and especially just I'm always analyzing like, what did I do, how did it go wrong, what did I do, like why did this happen, and I feel like I'm probably never going to get the answers that I want, or if I do, it'll probably be like maybe too late. I don't know. Maybe like and too late in terms of like it'll be a long time from now. So I think in terms of that, I just really want to work on really just accepting what the past was. There's no like right or wrong person in the scenario. Everyone has their own like interpretation of how the scenario went. And like, it doesn't mean I need to have like animosity towards some of these people. I just need to like accept this is what it was. And that doesn't, it's not a reflection on myself as a friend. It just wasn't the right thing for me at the time. And like, I just have to move on and do better. And I think going along with that, another self-acceptance idea is With that being said, I want to continue to prioritize the friendships that mean a lot to me and the ones that helped me get through those hard periods of time. And just, you know, really reach out, show my appreciation for them, and really just focus my time on the people who mean a lot to me, people who make me feel the best version of myself, people who like me for me, and focus on those people rather than continue to, think and reflect and drive myself crazy about the people who are not going to be there for me going forward. So that's the first area. Then in terms of, a self-growth thing is a lot of the things you said, being a better listener in terms of the judgment, I think that's something I really want to work on. But in tandem with that, I think, learning how to try not to compare myself to people, not even just strangers on the internet, but even just my friends or my family and what they're doing all the time. I really need to just, a lot of it could be related to, some of my struggles with, food and body image, but, really keep my eyes on my own plate and my own body. But even just in life in general, whether it's career or, mental health or personality or whatever it is, really just focus on me and not so much on trying to be other people or, wondering who's doing something the best. I just want to really not compare or judge people for their choices. That's one area. And then the other thing is just really hoping to develop some new friendships in these next couple months, years, whatever. Keeping the old people, not the old people, but the friendships that I've cultivated over the last few years or decades that are so important to me. But also, I am excited to, whatever career I am a part of, probably not by the end of this year, but hopefully by the end of 2023, I'll probably want to move out or hopefully move to the city or something. And I'm excited to, post grad, a lot of people are going to be mingling and mixing. You're going to meet so many new people. So I'm excited to hopefully develop new friendships with people and build new connections. And also maybe potentially see what else is out there in terms of a partner or going on more dates or just putting myself out there in both friendships and romantic relationships. So that's what I'm hoping to do for this upcoming year. Just trying to be more open-minded and excited about that possibility instead of being I'm trying to fill these people that I once had. I'm excited to kind of just move forward rather than look back. So that's my hope for the upcoming year.
I always say this to you, but I'm going to say it again. I think you are so strong with this. I know that you've been through a lot. We've cried together. We've laughed together, all of those things. And it's not always, something that people that are listening know about, but you have been through a lot. And I don't know. I think what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, as Kelly Clarkson.
Who's Katie?
Katie Perry.
No, I don't know. Kelly Clarkson would have said, you have come out of this stuff with such a stronger version of yourself, and I couldn't be prouder. I don't know how you do it because, I don't know, it's just awesome. So proud of you. Oh, you're raising your hand. It's hard because we're sharing this microphone now, so we're passing it back and forth, but...
Well, I just want to say thank you for saying that. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard the term imposter syndrome, and that is usually in tangent with a career, having imposter syndrome in that way. But I feel like I've had a lot of imposter syndrome with how I've reflected on the situation with friendships. I feel you're saying I'm so strong, but it's I didn't feel like that. You know what I mean? I feel – or sometimes, I felt deserving of some of these things and I know that maybe it's – people are going to, say that's crazy or, I know you're making a face. But, when people say, oh, they're not deserving of, being the CEO of this company or, they didn't get there or whatever, not feeling like they belong in a certain type of career, that's kind of how I felt in this situation. So
I
appreciate you for saying that.
Felt like that with the friends or – or
This situation, how I'm – why this had happened to me or, where did it go wrong? Or just I must have done something wrong, And it hasn't felt so strong. I feel like a stronger decision would have been to share how I felt and like confronted it a little bit more than maybe I did instead of kind of just like removing myself. I don't know. It's not really worth probably getting into on the podcast, but I wanted to say, I guess, like more generally that like I appreciate you saying that because I think a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit for certain situations. So that's all.
I'm trying to push on the acceptance. There seems to be some like knocking on the, I don't know. Our neighbors upstairs are knocking hard and it's kind of annoying and distracting. So we're just going to try to see if we can push through it. Anyway, proud of you always. And now we're going to switch into like the professional development and career portion of these goals for 2022. So in terms of professional development, I think there are times where like, okay, so we're just talking about the imposter syndrome. I think there are times where I don't realize like, so I've been in the camping profession. This will be my 28th, I think, summer. It's a long time. And while I haven't had this role for 28 summers, I have had the camp director role for, I don't know, 10 or so. I mean, it's like on and off. Like at the village, I was there for 5 summers and I've almost 9 summers like in total, but you know, here and there, whatever. At this level, probably about 10 to 15 or so years in the either assistant director or director. Anyway, it's pretty important role. And I think there are times where I don't give myself enough credit and I get nervous about things. So I think that where I'm at, I want to be a little bit more accepting and a little bit more confident in that I know what I'm doing. And, you know, I think that sometimes I've said, okay, well, maybe I should try it this way, or maybe this person, how they do it, or this, if a parent is speaking to me and they're trying to share what they want to say, there can be times where I back down on what I want to do about it. And I don't give myself enough credit. And I think that I need to be accepting of the fact that like I have experience, 28 summers of experience or whatnot. And I know a lot about kids. I know a lot about the world around us and how to create a pretty wonderful summer experience. And I think that just understanding who I am and what I've done over the years and the lives that I've helped contribute to, I should feel really positive and accept that, you know, right, I might not have all the answers about each child because they're all different, but there is a lot of common themes. And so I want to accept that this is something I do know a lot about and have a little bit more confidence sometimes when I need to confront something or talk to somebody and have a little bit more in that area. The other thing in terms of developing, it really was that confidence part that I was like, feel sometimes that I'm lacking a little bit of confidence in that. And I think that because of my personality, because I'm a pretty agreeable and kind and, you know, I listen to people and I'm a good, you know, person to be around and I care so much and I'm very passionate about it. But there are times where other people come in and kind of bulldoze me. And I think last year when we were kind of starting this summer, we were going through a whole bunch of things in terms of the country and people and their feelings about different social components of our world. There were some families that kind of were trying to push me around and stuff. And I don't know. I think that I was trying to give them a voice, but after all, it was like ridiculous, some of the things that they were asking and saying to do. And I think I need to, handle it a little quicker and diffuse it and move forward. So those are a couple of the things that I was kind of thinking in terms of the career and personal development.
Love that. And I agree. You gotta be confident, girly pop. Okay. In terms of my I think you like said career and I was like, oh, I'm gonna change it to professional development because I don't really have a career yet. So I was just trying to like be more inclusive for myself.
Like, but you know, I'm developing too professionally every day. So it fits.
It's a great term. Okay. Anyway, so in terms of self-acceptance, I would like to continue to just like be happy with like the stage I'm at in life and really try to enjoy this period of time. Most people don't really have this opportunity to kind of just like slow down and really reflect and think about what they want for their future. Like most people I know like haven't graduated yet and they already know what job they're gonna start in like June right after school ends, and that's great like for those people, honestly, like a little jealous, but also like it is a nice thing. Like I have a semester less of tuition, which is like a plus, and I have been a student for this whole time, and like now it's like really gonna trying to figure out who I am without school, and having this opportunity to just kind of be at home and really think and reflect about like what I want, and I'm really excited about that. And I think I just need to stop putting as much pressure on myself to really have it all together. I think I will figure that out, because I know I will, and that's the person I am. So I just need to like stop being such a crazy woman about it all the time and all of that. So yeah. And then in terms of the self-growth aspect, yes, I need to be giving myself a little more compassion, but also something that you guys probably don't know like about me, or maybe something I've started to know more about myself, is that I am a very ambitious person and I like to do a lot, and I like to like I'm a go-getter, I'm a doer kind of person. Except when it comes to like things that are so big that like I don't even know where to begin. Like if it's like, oh, I have to do homework for school, I'm like, oh, I know I have to do this, this, and this, and like I can start it right away and tackle it. But when it comes to concepts that are so over my head, like, you know, what this semester was going to look like I was like, I have no idea where to begin. There are so many things that I want to do. There's so many components I need to like take in account, and like it was just so daunting, and like I didn't really know like how to start the process, and then figuring out like I had so many opportunities and really figuring out how to narrow it down and like know what to do. And a lot of times I'm always struggling with like the head versus the heart. Like, what is my heart telling me that I want to do, but what is like the best like in my brain, like, you know, maybe financially or opportunity wise or like whatever that might be. And I think that it makes big decisions like so hard for me, where as opposed to like a small thing, I can like get through it and tackle it a lot easier. So I think that in an area that I really want to grow in is learning how to be a better decision maker, and like really just, I think also I ask a lot of too many people for their opinions and advice, and like at the time I think it's a good idea, and then I change my mind and I'm like, maybe that wasn't a good idea because I have way too many opinions and I don't know what's the best for me. So I think I really need to reflect on myself, not put off hard decisions, and just like go what I think is best for me at the time. And like if it doesn't end up working out, we'll try again. So I think that in terms of this upcoming semester, like if I'm feeling good about it, I'm feeling excited, like I think I just need to go with it and like stop worrying about all the what ifs, or like what if I should have done that, what if I did this instead. Like I think that I'm always ruminating and like playing the, as you call like the sliding doors kind of avenue, like where I'm like, what if I did this, and you could just really just, that would just take you down a dangerous path. Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping for, as well as really like also not putting things off that I know will benefit me in the long run, such as writing. Like the other day I took out my computer and I started writing a little bit, but I need to like hammer down a little bit more and like actually set goals for myself. Like I feel like all day I'm just like, I wake up, I work out. I've been doing the same thing every day. I'm like, wake up, work out, then I sit on the couch and like read or watch TV or like whatever all day long. And I mean, I think it'll be easier once like people are going back to school and people are working more consistently and I'll have like more of a schedule in place. But like I could sit down and waste time on my phone or read, and not that reading is a waste of time, but like doing those things all the time. But writing is something that like will help me improve and grow and like put me in the right direction. And I think I'm always putting it off because maybe I don't think I want to do it, or it's just, again, it's like this big goal, like to quote unquote, like start this book that I want to write. And like, it's just so over my head, but I need to like just take baby steps, like, and maybe set a goal to like write, like, I don't know how some people do, like, I'll write for like 50 words a day, or like maybe 30, I'll write for 30 minutes every day, like just setting goals so that I actually do it, and then it will slowly become a habit. So those are all my goals for the year.
Thanks for sharing those. I actually started thinking about like something you were saying within the professional development, and some of it is the asking people the opinions and whatever, and some of it is just even for me, like with that confidence, believing that like I know best, I know what is best for this at this time, and trusting that versus like having to hunt down other things and try to figure it out. I do have to listen deep within my heart and kind of, you know, usually it's what you end up there anyway, but sometimes it takes you a little bit, you know, that circle to try to ask for the opinions, and then you end up leading back to what you would have done anyway. So you might as well just go with it and, you know, kill some time along the way. So yeah. So anyway, those were our four different areas with the focus on self-acceptance first and continuing to accept ourselves where we are, and then how we want to grow. And we're going to, like we said, have to figure out a way to kind of keep accountable with that and how we want to hold each other accountable without being so, you know, judgmental with it. So we're going to figure that out as we go forward. So thanks for listening in on our goals for 2022. And now in our podcast, as you spoke a little bit about the lights in the beginning, we always kind of want to share a little bit of what we're into at the end. So I was going to start, and I've been doing a lot of reading over the last few days. I'm like, I think I've now read, what is it? How many books so far? I know. So I have read for this year, where is that in the reading challenge? Four books completed. I am on my fifth book, and I'm also listening to one. So it will be six books within this week, I think, that I'll have read soon. So it was going to be a book that I was going to talk about, but today we learned about this fun new game that is available online, and it's a puzzle, and it's called Wordle. Basically, what you do is you just go to Wordle, and they give you six chances to complete and figure out the word of the day. And so you put in whatever letters you think it is, and if the letter is in the puzzle and it's not in the right position, they'll change the letter to yellow. If it is in the right position, it's green. And if it's not, they gray it out. So basically, you have about six chances to figure out the word of the day. What was today's word of the day?
Gorge.
Okay, so Lauren, I was like, I knew she would be good at it. And I think, like, with practice, I'm going to be better at it. But she gave me a really good clue because the G was in two different spots. And so we did solve it. So I kind of feel like we kind of did it a little bit together because – I got her to the three letters, O, R, and E, and then she helped me with the G. So anyway, it's, I think, kind of a new thing. Like, I know a couple years ago, what was that game where, like, it was like a website and people were trying to – do you remember Noah Cooper was really into it? What was that? It was like these questions or something, questions, yeah, like trivia.
HQ.
HQ, thank you. Anyway, it was like that HQ thing, and we were trying to go play this game, and like you had, I don't remember. You had like trivia questions, and you had to solve this puzzle. So this is kind of what's new. It's the new game for 2022. So check it out. It's Wordle.com.
Awesome. And what I'm into for the week is chapstick. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I have been into chapstick this week, but I'm not going to share it. Like, I'm not going to use that. But I also will – you, like – I thought you were going to do a book, but you didn't. So I'm actually going to share two books because I couldn't decide. And one's fiction and one's nonfiction. So I feel like it counts. I can share both. But the first book that I'm going to use or share is called The Summer of Lost Letters by Hannah Reynolds. And it was actually my pick for our family book club.
Yay.
And I loved it. Basically, it follows a girl named Abby Schoenberg. It's a YA, by the way, YA book. And she, her grandmother just passed away, and she was a Holocaust survivor, but she didn't really know much about like her experience. She never wanted to talk about it and all of that. Like, her past was very much, like, not known about, though she is, like, was an amazing grandmother, whatever. So, basically, she finds, like, when she's going through her stuff, she finds all of these old letters, but they were, like, love letters that she was writing to this other man named Edward. And, like, she, like, they clearly, like, had this, like, this love, but it like obviously didn't work out, and so that prompts her to like become fascinated of like her story. So she ends up going to Nantucket, which is where she wants the man that she like was writing letters to like lives, and from there she like finds out more about her grandmother's past, and then she ends up meeting her the grandfather's grandson Noah, who is her age. Actually, I think he's a year older than her, but whatever. They're around the same age, and he kind of, like, shows her around the town, and she slowly uncovers, like, he helps her kind of learn more about the grandmother and their relationship, and yeah, and from then on, a romance kind of forms. So it was really cute story. Like, it kind of tied the, like, you know, the romance that we love as well as the historical fiction piece with, like, the ties to the Holocaust, and then just overall, like, the Judaism aspect. Like, we felt like we were very connected to these characters, and it just felt like a story that we could easily have like been a part of ourselves. And then there's like this necklace involved in the story that like was her grandmother's necklace, and that also is a big part of the story, and you'll learn more about that. I don't want to spoil, but yeah, it was just a great story, super cute. I really recommend, definitely a new favorite of mine. And then the other book rack that I have is a nonfiction book that I'm actually not done with it, but I have like two chapters left, so I will probably finish it by right after this episode. But it's called Cultish. It's called Cultish, The Science of Fanaticism, I think. I want to make sure I get the title right. Yeah, Cultish, The Language of Fanaticism. And it's by Amanda Montell, and it's basically a like deep dive into cult and cultish culture. So that was like a big tongue twister. But it's an analyzation of cults, but also like different organizations in like our lives that aren't actually like that people perceive to be cults. So it talks about like the Jonestown Massacre, which was like actually a cult by definition, but then it also dives into other things like MLMs. So talking about how those can be cults. And scams as well, like the fitness industry. So like people who like have like those different, you know, like SoulCycle and things like that. And it was just very interesting. And I don't know, there were parts that were obviously more interesting than others, but I just found it a very like interesting read, a lot to learn, a lot to just kind of like think about as you like navigate consumer culture in the future. And it was a very well-researched book, which I also really appreciated because I think with nonfiction, that's, like, one of the most important parts, as well as being very readable and digestible, because sometimes nonfiction can feel, like, super academic and boring. But this was not, like, this was, like, this girl who wrote it, like, I know she has another book, I think it's called, like, Word Slut. It's about feminism, words and stuff. I don't know. But she seems like a really cool girl. She's coming to visit the Babbage Book Club in a few weeks, so that's why I read it, because I wanted to partake in that, but you have to be a Patreon member to join. So that's the tea on that. But it was just a really fascinating book. I think it would be something that a lot of people would be able to benefit by reading or just learn something from. So those are my two book recommendations.
Thank you for sharing. I might want to read Cultish. And I also give high marks to The Summer of Lost Letters. It was so good. Such a good book. Anyway, if you have made it this far, we are going to allow you to help us out. And we can't wait till you put in the comments of the post of this week. Please let us know that you were listening by putting in a microphone emoji in the comments. So if you see, if you've gotten this far, please put in a microphone emoji to let us know. And we can't wait to see who does that, because we were really excited that the people that we mentioned earlier in this episode did that. Anyway, if you like this, please share, tell other people about a really enjoyable mother-daughter duo that we are. Lauren, we did it again. We solved the mystery of who is the best mother and daughter podcast out there, and it's us. And thank you so much for listening and being being there for us, guys. And please rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on all social medias. And anything else?
That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. Take care of yourself and others. We love you. Bye.